I looked at him directly. In Latin, I said, "Is your good cheer from what you drink, Mark Antony, or is it from what you think?" He threw his head back in laughter. "Clever girl," he said, "but you are just a child to speak so." Oh, my temper rose at this. I gave him a cold, hard stare before remembering I must be on good terms with this commander. If he succeeds in deposing Berenice and restoring father to his throne, then my life in Alexandria will be safe once again. Safe, that is, if the Romans leave us alone, and safe as long as father believes I am his favorite daughter, not a competitor. The sharp words I wanted to say to Mark Antony remained in my head. Thus I was silent. Father broke the tension with a cheerful report on the weather. As the men joined in with other meaningless chatter, I kept my eye on Antony. He had a well-grown beard and a strong face, and I noticed that his laugh brought smiles to those around him, even myself. After many moments, my heart softened.
Judging from her last entry, I'd say Cleopatra has a bit of a crush on Mark Antony. Do you think this will be an important relationship for her? From the way she writes about him, I think it will be. Let's read on and see. We're at the top of page 99, where it says, "To continue."